544. Long weekend time. Saskatchewan Day approaches. We are feeling good today. Thanks for joining us on this Friday morning. No doubt it will certainly be a busy weekend for a lot of us. The Queen City X, it's still on the main stage tonight. You drive the red light, I love crossing red line. I got a cigarette in the night. Jordy Kiefer brings his blend of hip-hop, pop, and electronic music as well tonight down with Webster. And if you want me, girl. Go up on rides and then down with Webster. Sunny and right around 30 in Regina for the weekend, as you've been hearing in the forecast. Thought we could see a bit of rain, possibly a storm. Tomato Festival is on tomorrow as well. Wascana Park, the third annual. Regina Farmers Market is hosting that on from 9 tomorrow morning until 2 tomorrow afternoon in the gardens in front of the legislature. 70 local vendors with produce, baked goods, handmade items. There's live music. There's a tomato contest. Carnival games with potato sack races. Okay, potatoes. We'll let you into the tomato festival. There's also a petting zoo and a picnic on the west lawn. New Spider-Man movie is in theaters right now.
What is happening to me?
Did you miss me, Spidey? I'm losing my mind.
Our movie expert, Brett Buster, went to see it last night. He'll be in later on the show. We go over that movie with us. As well, we check in at Echo Valley and Catepo Point Provincial Parks, just northeast of the city. For those of you going to the lake this long weekend. And of course, yeah, the Riders play in Edmonton tomorrow as well after that tough loss from last week.
57 yards for the win for Edmonton. Giardo, Mark Killen, and the Edmonton Elks, who improved to 6-1 with this victory at Mosaic Stadium tonight.
Now stay tuned. Belton Johnson will join me on the Riders game tomorrow. He is coming up in just a matter of minutes. We'll hear his take on what the Riders need to do to get a win over Edmonton, something they weren't able to do last week with the Elks. Now it's 6-1. Well, if you're traveling this weekend, and a lot of us certainly will be, no deal yet between WestJet and its flight attendants if you're flying. It means flights could start getting grounded today. The airline says it's part of an operational wind down to minimize the impact if a strike does go ahead as early as Sunday. This Sunday, strike could see hundreds of flights canceled during the long weekend. Remember, WestJet is allowing you to make that one-time change or cancellation with no fees from now until Tuesday. Regina Airport CEO James Bogus's advice, make sure WestJet can contact you for potential updates. If you're hitting the road this long weekend, we've had, at least by our count, 61 deaths so far this year on Saskatchewan highways. 61! The latest was just yesterday morning west of Meadow Lake. A woman in her 20s from the Flying Dust First Nation died. And we're not even in August quite yet. We're on pace to have, what, 90-ish people die this year on highways? Does that not seem high? And look how many have been killed over just the last little while. This is summer. Road conditions should be ideal. It's not like these are winter storms. What's happening on our highways? Not just that, but Mounties say there have been a lot of people driving while impaired. You're hearing it in the newscast this morning with Andrew Shepherd. New numbers show more serious or deadly crashes involved impaired driving last year than in any year in the last 10 years. The RCMP responded to 113 such crashes last year, laid more than 1,600 impaired driving charges, and suspended the licenses of more than 2,200 people. Mo government recently announced it would consider changing the rules to allow police to treat impaired driving like a ticket rather than a criminal charge. It would potentially allow penalties to be implemented quicker and reduce the burden on the court system. Now we're coming up on the long weekend where we know highways are busier and the chance of a crash goes up. So just a reminder, if you're hitting the road this long weekend, to stay safe.
And I thought, who gives a damn if all the jobs are gone? I'm gonna be a pirate on the river Saskatchewan. And it's a heave.
The Riders take on the Elks again tomorrow night. This time, though, in Edmonton, here to chat about the game. Belton Johnson, Grey Cup champ, part of our Green Zone Rider Game Day coverage. Morning, Belton. Welcome back.
Hey, how goes it, Kevin?
I am doing fantastic, my friend. Long weekend is pretty well here. And this big game tomorrow night, Belton, the Elks take two, and maybe another thrilling game tomorrow, like last week's game here at Mosaic Stadium.
I'm expecting it to be an exciting game. Just in general, look like the points have been high across the CFL. And, you know, if we could get another game like we got there last week when the Elks came to Saskatchewan here, look out, man. That'll make for a real good weekend. But the Riders need to get a win, Kevin.
They do. They do against this 6-1. I don't know if you'd call them a surprising Edmonton team. I asked this to Britton Gray earlier in the week, Belton. I'll ask you, is Edmonton that good?
I think they are. I mean, the record is what it is. They knocked off the Grey Cup champs, right? They beat the Riders last week. Offensively for the Elks, they got a solid running back. Look like they got a good old line. You know, Fajardo threw up, 510 yards last week. The defense is, one of the top three in the leagues, right? So I think they're a pretty good team. I'm surprised, but they are.
Do you think Fajardo could have another monster game like last week, this week?
Well, based on what he did last week, I think the Rider defense, they should be pretty teed off. And I don't think he'll have the game that he had last week this week because, you know, the Riders, the secondary, they pretty much got punched in the face and they got to respond, man.
Are you satisfied then with the Riders defense or do they have to be better? It sounds like they have to be a little bit better.
They do have to be better, Kevin, and that's the one thing I noticed last week were the explosive plays, right? The Elks, they had more big plays than the Riders did, and again, the secondary, they got to tighten things up, and I'm sure the film did not lie because, they just got to cover better and everything, right? And at the same time, what they did well last week was limit the Elks running back Rankin, who had been racking up yards every week pretty much, right? So I think it's a fine line there, and they just got to tighten things up in that back end.
Belton Johnson on the line with me this morning. So the Riders announced, Belton, yesterday A.J. Ouellette is not playing. I don't think that came as a surprise. But receiver Sam Emelis, questionable. Two key pieces of our offense. Can we still get the job done without them?
I think the Riders can get the job done. You know, the rookie running back, Conley, he's played in a handful of games this year. He's been pretty decent, right? And, you know, the receiver, the offense, period, I think they got enough weapons there offensively to kind of handle things. And for me, Kevin, I just want to see the kicker make the freaking kicks. let's get that done.
Make the frickin' kick, absolutely. So I'll ask you this then, and I think based on your answers so far, you've kind of pieced it together, but let's put it all together. How is Saskatchewan going to win this game?
Well, I think, they have to eliminate the big plays when they're on defense, limit Edmonton those big plays, and again, making the kicks there. And again, last week, Kevin, the Riders, they were in that game. They had their opportunity to win, right? Again, the missed field goal, I think. And Trevor Harris, you know, I'm not going to cut him any slack either, right? Last week, he threw the ball short there to Johnny Johnson, wide open in the end zone. So, you know, make those plays when the opportunity presents itself, and they'll get the win.
Is Commonwealth Stadium hard to play in?
Well, from what I'm hearing, I think there's going to be a decent crowd there. Just keep hearing rumblings and everything, right? So it is a tough place to play, especially, you know, the Riders are on the road, the crowd noise and everything. So if the amount of fans that are supposed to attend, that could cause issues and everything because, you know, Commonwealth in the past here has been pretty empty, right? So if they get the fans in there, that could be an issue.
Aside from watching the Rider game, Belton, what other plans do you have for the long weekend? I didn't ask you that.
Oh, the other plans for this weekend is, you know, I'm probably going to be working OT with SCI just with storm related things. But
but
you know me, I got to get on the grill, man. It's
good.
A long weekend. We're gonna have a good time.
Good, I like it. The forecast looks favorable for you too, sunny and around 30 each day. So have yourself a fantastic long weekend, Belton, and we'll talk again soon.
Hey, have a good long weekend, Kevin.
Fourteen on your Friday morning, long weekend bounds. Good weekend if you're a baseball fan to be in the city. Regina Red Sox have a doubleheader tonight at Curry Field against the Weyburn Beavers, 6 and then 8:30 tonight. Of course, after winning the Western Canadian Baseball League Championship last season, this season the Sox so far are 21-26, 7-3. In their last 10 games, so playing a little better. And the season, by the way, the regular season is winding down. Not many games left. The two games tonight that we told you about, tomorrow, they're also at home against the Moose Jaw Miller Express. Sunday, there's another doubleheader against the Saskatoon Berries, one of the top teams in the league. Monday, the holiday Monday, Regina plays Saskatoon again, though, this time in Saskatoon. And then the regular season for the Red Sox wraps up on Wednesday before the playoffs begin. And if you remember last season, Regina did not finish first in their division. It was the Saskatoon Berries who had an unbelievable record last year. I think set a new league record. And Regina beat them in the playoffs, so... As we know, in most sports, anything can happen in the playoffs. Hey, it won't cost you as much to go to a Regina Pats game this upcoming season. The team is cutting ticket prices by 15%. Just announced yesterday, the team's also introducing new family zone tickets and weekday tickets for just over $12.
I hope there's appreciation for it because, like I said, it is a big gamble on our part.
And Pats owner Sean Semple says times are tough, so the team needs to be competitive price-wise.
It's a tough business. I mean, the whole thing here at the park is a tough business, okay?
Now, much of the changes are tied to Brandt recently buying some of the buildings at Real District off the city. Semple says that means more options. Like food and drink.
We have more influence on the menu. We had no influence on the menu before.
Yeah, plus season ticket holders will also get now a $170 food and beverage credit equal to $5 per regular season home game. That's not it. That's ticket prices. That was kind of the first chunk of the announcement yesterday. The second chunk, Brandt is also announcing more enhancements to the Brandt Center, including an upgraded sound system, lighting, and bowl seating improvements. Yeah, the planned enhancements, upgraded mechanical systems, enhanced security measures, as we told you about, updated food and beverage offerings, including specialty items and returning fan favorite game day promotions. As you just heard, upper bowl power ring LEDs and first in Canada LED rink boards, upgraded sound system, enhanced lighting designed to elevate game presentation and atmosphere. You want to notch up the atmosphere inside the Brandt Center. Bowl seating improvements, expanded premium viewing options. So all kinds of things to expect in by way of upgrades to the Brandt Center. Sounds like it should be a pretty exciting time, especially when you look at the team. We're not even talking about the team here. When you look at the team and what's to come with some of their young players, Maddox Schultz, Liam Pugh, they have a brand new coach now. Things are... Perhaps starting to look up for the Regina Pats. Let's see if they can do it in the standings as well. Well, you might say the Elks stole one from the Riders last week. That last second field goal that put the Elks up and ultimately won them the game. The Rough Riders will take part in something uniquely CFL this week. Saskatchewan will face the Edmonton Elks for the second week in a row. It's the first of three back-to-backs the team will play this season. The 980 CJME Green Zone Rider reporter Britton Gray has more in this week's Ride to a Repeat.
When Trevor Harris first came to the CFL over a decade ago, the quirk of the schedule was something he noticed.
When I came up here, I couldn't believe there was back-to-backs and tackle football, but yeah, you kind of get used to it and kind of enjoy it, especially when you lose a close one like that. You definitely root for them.
And the Riders are indeed glad to have a back-to-back this week after losing a close one to the Elks last time out.
The throw here, underneath, it is caught by League inside the five, touchdown! Harris tries again, loads up, touchdown! Over the middle, it's caught by Austin Mack, who could be gone!
It was a game that saw Cody Fajardo throw for over 500 yards and four touchdowns. After giving up that many yards due to a number of explosive plays, the Riders' defense will look to limit their miscues this week. Defensive coordinator Josh Bell admits it's easier to bounce back knowing they are facing the same players they just did.
Most definitely. Like, it's one of the most encouraging things that you have when you get to play a team back-to-back, because you either get your corrections and you just wait and you work to improve just your technical things and your foundational things to be ready for the things that you don't know that are coming. So we're excited for it, but it also, you know, it gets your blood boiling a little bit to go see a guy that punched you in the mouth the last time. So I think it'll be fun for us to go outside and play with these guys again.
Well, while these two teams are very familiar with each other recently, head coach Corey Mace says they approach it like any other week.
You're itching to get back on the field, regardless of who the opponent is. But in this situation, it's just worked out that way. It's better, I think, to try to get redemption, so to speak, yeah.
And that very mindset is why Harris believes this team has been able to bounce back so quickly during his time here.
If it's win, lose, draw, whatever it is, the mood in the building is the same. It's never, just let things go. It's never, we won, so don't worry about those mistakes. We take a hard look at critical mistakes, and we know it's about what type of team we're becoming. And you can't just say that when you win and say, when you lose, we need to win games. Like, it's about the type of team we're becoming. So how do we respond to this? And I'm excited to see it this week.
At Mosaic Stadium, Britton Gray, 980 CJME.
Yeah, the Riders have a record of 4-2 on the season. Edmonton 6-1, as you've been hearing about, tied for the best record in the CFL with Montreal Alouettes in the East. Both at 6-1. It's the Riders against the Elks in Edmonton tomorrow night. Kickoff goes at 5 with the Green Zone pregame show starting at 3:00.